Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Belger.
I'm a liar and a phony. One of those no good nicks you keep running away from.
Maz.
I'm a man, Bill. Nobody's perfect.
Belger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Trae Young across half court. Going to pull up, shoot an 18-footer. It is no good. Jason Tatum collects the rebound. The clock hits triple zeros. And it is done. The Hawks, as they did all year, looked bad early, then made a huge run and put a scare into the Celtics. The final score, Boston 129, Atlanta 120.
Hour number two of a re-entry Monday here on Felger and Maz. No Mike, no Tony this week. Of Jim Murray in the a-hole chair today alongside Adam Jones and Marshall Hook in my normal spot and you at 617-779-0985. That, of course, was the final call of the Celtics win over the Atlanta Hawks at home on Saturday. 129-120 was the final. You had the early matinee start. I thought this was going to be a bit of a tractor pull, which it unfortunately became late. Third quarter, and it's like, oh, they blew a 25-point lead. Okay, we had our fun on social media. It was kind of ugly, and that's not a very good Hawks team, although they have some nice young players there. I think Trae Young is going to end up being a stud. I think you can even make a case for him being the rookie of the year over Luka Doncic, but that's a argument for a different time. When it comes to the Celtics, Jones, I am going to give them a little bit of credit, much like I did in the win that they ended up having when they came back from this West Coast road trip on Thursday night against the Kings, that frisky Kings team, because the Celtics would have lost those two types of games the way that they got away from them three or four weeks ago.
But are they completely different types of games? Like the Kings, they had to battle back. This game, they had a giant lead and blew it.
But a lot of it, I don't put so much on the players as I put on Brad Stevens and,
yeah,
you know, and what he was putting out there and giving too many minutes to Daniel Theis late in that game. Like, I was more pissed at Stevens the way he handled that second half of that game more than anything else. I've liked what I've seen a little bit more since they've come back here. I've taken more out of these games, especially Thursday nights, than anything that I saw on that West Coast road trip, including that win against the no-show Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, So I'll disagree with you on Thursday, but again, at least I get your stance on Thursday, right? They were down, they battled back, they got the lead, they fell right back down, they battled back again. The Kings aren't very good. They're better than they've been in years and years and years, and their backcourt's, you know, pretty talented. But they're not a very good team. They're a lottery team. They're below 500, or at least they were after that game. Maybe they won over the weekend. Blowing a 25-point lead to the Hawks, that's really hard to do, especially a noon start or 12:30 start. The Hawks don't care. Like, the Kings, I think, are somewhat checked out. The Hawks are definitely checked out, even though Trae Young has been playing well. I actually have to give my guy Marcus Smart a little bit of credit, because that's a game where his defense definitively won them a game.
Oh, totally.
So against one of the worst teams in the league, the Atlanta Hawks, Marcus Smart's defense actually matters. You're right. It actually made a difference for once. His defense made a difference against the stank-ass Atlanta Hawks once they had already blown a 25-point lead. Other than that, I feel like it's generally overrated, but I'll give him his credit for that game. Saturday was a bad day for them. Thursday, I can at least understand where you're coming from. I can't wrap my head around why you want to give him credit for Saturday.
Because of the way that they were able to, because again, they would give that away. They would have folded completely like they did and continued to just give that away, and it would have just been an ugly loss. It wasn't that great, believe me. I know where you're coming from.
So you just lowered the bar so far.
That's what it really comes down to, Jones. I've lowered the bar on this team.
The bar's so low that you just have to get over like a little paper-sized bar. Yeah.
And a lot of it is because, much like, you know, I incorrectly declared the season over after the Patriots lost back-to-back Miami and Pittsburgh the last time you and I were filling in on the show. It's a lost season. A little while back, I declared it basically lost, not lost for the Celtics, but I think they're going to get knocked out in the second round. And the seeding really isn't changing. I mean, I know they're within the three seed, and they still can end up there, but I don't know.
Philly just beat Milwaukee yesterday.
So yeah, they're not. Like, they're not. That's their best win of the season. They're as healthy as any other team in the league right now, and all of a sudden they look like
a Sixers team. I didn't think that they could. I can't believe how good that they look right now, which is I still think the Celtics are in their head that they would own them, but I don't know. I don't think that they're going to go on any kind of deep run, but I've liked what I've seen here in these last couple of games more than anything I saw on that West Coast road trip. Are there still flaws? Yes. They still suck at rebounding, especially offensive rebounding. This knee knock thing that happened with Horford on Saturday, and now they're going to be resting him a little bit more. That's concerning. That's obviously an issue there, but I've liked what I've seen. I'm trying to be a little bit more encouraged about what I've seen out of the Celtics the last couple of games.
Okay. I mean, I guess I understand that. If you've lowered the bar that far, we're now just basically all they got to do is win, and they can blow giant leads but win. Sure. I'm with you. I'm a sucker for talent in the NBA especially. So I still think they're the most talented team, but I think Toronto's at least close. I'm still not sure I would pick against the Celtics in any matchup except Toronto. Like, we got to get to the postseason. Maybe I'll feel differently about the way the Bucks are playing at that point. But outside of Giannis, I really don't like their roster. I still give them the edge over Philly. Philly looks great, but the Celtics have been such a head-to-head matchup nightmare that I would give them the edge whether Philly had home court or not, 4 or 5 seed. And I definitely pick them against Indiana without the Pacers.
Yeah.
Without Oladipo, rather.
Yeah, and the reason I've like kind of been, not bullish, but I felt more encouraged about the Celtics the last couple of games, and really one individual guy, even as well as he played in the West Coast, even though I was kind of poo-pooing some of those wins that they had, it's Jaylen Brown.
Been good.
Yeah, he's been excellent. And he, to me, was the impetus of that win on Thursday night against Sacramento, where it's a 13 or whatever it was. They had like a 13-2 run in that third quarter where it's like, oh my God, here we go again.
Right, Buddy Hield got red hot. Loose balls were just bouncing to Buddy Hield, and he's chucking in threes.
Right, draining threes. You have Fox go coast to coast, and then finally Brad Stevens calls a timeout like 5 minutes too late, and it's like, oh God, here we are looking at this again. Figures they come back home that's surrounded by the negativity or whatever the hell's going on, and it's this ugly Celtics thing again. And then Jaylen Brown goes unconscious, hitting those threes late in that third quarter, and he was the reason they won that game. He was awesome on Saturday as well. He's really been great now for like a month and a half.
Would you start him?
Yes, I hate that he's not in the starting five.
Are you afraid at all that now he's finally taken to a role and now you're going to change things? Change who he's on the floor with somewhat? I mean, you know, there's obviously overlap, but
no.
Are you worried about screwing with a good thing, other words?
No.
So me neither. I was just asking the question.
No, because there's more consistency out of him than you've seen with Marcus Morris.
Totally.
Who's been okay, and he was good on Thursday night, but I'm sorry, he's a black hole on offense for most of has been here for the last few months. I put him in the starting five. That's driven me nuts, and I get it, it's working, but I think that he deserves to be starting right
me
now
too.
For this team.
I think that's a good, I think when Brad made the lineup change way back when in, I don't know, November or December when they were 10-10, I thought that was the right message because he started the guys who deserved it. You know, Morris at that point deserved it. He was outplaying Jaylen Brown, he was outplaying Hayward. He deserved to get in there. I thought smart at the time. I was fine with that, you know? And again, he's not my favorite player, but he was playing well and playing hard and being consistent. So, fine, you get to start. Jaylen Brown has outplayed Marcus Morris for months now. And so I think going back to that and sending the message to the locker room that it is, you know, merit-based. Like, you have to go out there and earn it, and Jaylen Brown has earned his way back. I think that'd be a good message to the locker room, except apparently they all hate Jaylen Brown. So maybe it wouldn't be a good message to the locker room.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Like, what happened there in that game on Saturday, gross, but I am giving them credit for not completely blowing it and that ending up in the loss column, because a few weeks back, that's a loss, just like Thursday would have been, too. Like, they've shown me a little bit more intestinal fortitude here in these last couple of games since they've been back on the West Coast road trip. But, Dan, it seems like you agree more with Jones than me.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm kind of blown away that, Murray, you're kind of giving a little more credit than I thought. The biggest thing that scares me is how can you give up 120 points to Atlanta? I mean, come on. You know, okay, you give 140 to L.A. to the Clippers. Okay, they're doing pretty well. That's fine. But the Hawks have no one. I'm starting to feel that, you know, maybe this is an asterisk game, kind of like that Red Sox game when they beat Miami, but they have a reason beating them.
That's very good. Well, you'll have to go buy yourself a whiteboard, Dan. They sell them pretty cheap at Staples. Lord knows I've bought a few here the last couple of years when I break it out during the Red Sox season. Yeah, maybe. Look, again, ugly that they blow it, and they really only have it's Collins and Trae Young and, you know, 50-year-old Vince Young on that team who they made look
like Vince Carter.
Vince Carter. Say it, Vince Young. Sorry.
I mean, really, it doesn't make a difference.
Well, one loved tequila. One is still playing and looking like a 20-year-old. Here in, you know, it's crazy that he still plays in the league. Either way, yeah, gross, but I'm giving him credit because a few weeks ago, that's a loss. it's a loss. They've shown me a little bit more balls here.
Yeah, and again, maybe you've just resigned yourself to the fact that the bar is lowered. They're not going anywhere anyways, so we got to start giving them credit. I'm not there with this team yet. I'm not, because they should be a lot better than they're playing. This team never. I don't care what's at home. You shouldn't be blowing 25-point leads to the Hawks, who, as you just said, have two players. And it was a 12:30 game at home, by the way. I can't imagine those guys were ready to go. In fact, they weren't. They gave up 43 points or whatever it was in the first quarter. They weren't ready to go, the Hawks. And you still couldn't step on their throats? Like, that's terrifying. You can't protect a 25-point lead against that. How are you going to protect a double-digit lead against Indiana or Philly or Milwaukee or whomever? How are you going to do that?
Well, Isaiah Thomas is back, Jones. I don't know how you feel about this, but he is in town tonight with the Denver Nuggets.
That's your guy.
Yeah, the guy I once called the mouthy little peanut.
Yeah.
He who was the head of the team that I once referred to as the Bridgies, yep. Which I've made my apologies to, and I will do again right now. My apologies to the Bridgie Celtics. I was far too hard on them. At least they gave you max effort night in, night out, unlike this collection of divas here that you've had with the Celtics this year, where now I'm giving them credit for a hideous win on Saturday against a god-awful Atlanta Hawks team. This is what it's become. So he's back tonight. You're going to boo. You're going to cheer. Is he going to get the video tribute? We'll discuss IT next here on Felger and Maz, 98.5 Sports Hub.
Felger and Maz.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
I just don't know what to say anymore.
Wrong, sorry.
It's Felger and Maz.
They could use a good ass kicking.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
He is a primary scorer at the point guard position, but he's a terrific passer.
Isaiah Thomas for three. Score it, and the foul. Isaiah Thomas comes back to Phoenix, and it's the biggest shot of the night.
That's a huge play towards winning a basketball game.
This is a blessing in disguise for me. My teammates are great. My coaching staff is great. And then the fans are unbelievable. It's they show total support no matter win or loss, and I'm happy with that. So I'm happy here in Boston.
It's Turner. There's Thomas. Thomas pulls up for three.
Makes another one.
Ooh, pancakes.
34 for Isaiah Thomas.
12 seconds to go. Evan Turner returns to Isaiah. Headed to the All-Star game now. He's headed to the rim. Falls away.
Boom.
And hits it to tie the game.
Ooh, no big fella.
He's never going to be a star. I think it's a nice story this year. He is their best offensive option, and that's why he's getting the shots. But he is not a foundation player.
That guy is funny. He knows he's wrong.
Isaiah's one of the best 20 guys in the league now. It's incredible, but it's true. The guy's like Tiny Archibald.
They better bring out the Brinks, Chuck. they paying everybody else. I got to get something. I'm a goer. I'm a ride tonight.
It don't matter what we face. I'm a goer. And the rebound for Isaiah. Running the floor. It's wow. The entry to Kelly Olynyk for the two-hand slam. Career high 14th assist for Isaiah Thomas without a turnover. Return to Isaiah. Deep three. Got it! 50 for Isaiah. 27 in the fourth quarter.
Not one man can guard me, and that's just the confidence I have. My coaching staff and my teammates put me in position to be successful. So no matter what other teams are doing, Brad figures it out and puts me in the position to be the best player I can be. And my teammates allow me to be that as well.
Isaiah, right hand, left hand, pulls up, free throw line, draws contact, and he hits the shot as he crashes to the floor. Scored, and the foul.
Superman is back.
Come here, Lois. I got a sandwich for you. That was Pachana. Oh.
Today is my sister's birthday. She would have been 23 today. So the least I can do is go out there and play for her.
There was a point today where he was not feeling good at all, and I thought he was going to really have to gut this one out. And he not only guts it out, he ends up with 50.
I'm excited. Have game 7 back in Boston in the Garden.
Isaiah gets the Kelly Olynyk screen. He is clear for a straightaway three that gives the Celtics a game 7 lead.
Man, little fella, get in the house right now.
I'm a max guy, so I deserve the max. I mean, my time's coming. They know they got to bring the brink struck out.
Excellent Isaiah Thomas montage put together by Jimmy Stewart. It's Felger and Maz, 98.5 of Sports Hubs. Jim Murray, Adam Jones in for the guys, and Marshall Hook alongside in my normal spot. All right, so Isaiah Thomas back in the building tonight with the Denver Nuggets, where it's crazy to, like, I haven't heard so many of those, like, Celtics clips in so long. He was fun, right? Like, he was
fun.
Oh,
for sure.
Very entertaining. Obviously, in the past, if you've listened to this show with any regularity, you know, I was certainly 100% anti-video montage for IT when he came in with the Cleveland Cavaliers. It was around last February. It was going to be the Paul Pierce night thing was overlapping.
Well, hang on. Were you originally anti, or were you anti because he just made such a big stink and was such a little baby about it?
Because you became
anti. Or did you not want him to have a montage at all?
It's that.
Really? I ended up being anti because you could tell it mattered to him too much. Where it's like, all right, chill out.
Yeah.
Chill out.
Oh, that definitely played into it. He was a big baby about it. And mostly, look, I was stubborn about this guy at the end. Like, I called him the Bridgies. I thought he was overrated. I referred to him as basketball Tim Tebow because I thought he was wildly overrated by the fan base. He had a cute little playoff run that was nationally noteworthy, and a lot of idiots are still obsessed with him to this day. He's basketball Tebow. But now that he's been benched in Denver, too, like, this whole saga is so sad, like, what it's become for Isaiah Thomas. Like, his whole career has been derailed since he is no longer a Boston Celtic, and he had the whole hip issue. The guy gave you max effort night in, night out. He gave you his blood and teeth on the floor, leaving it out there every single night. It almost feels like a charity case, but they should do something for him tonight. I do believe that. He should get, like, he should have an opportunity to get the standing O and have a little bit of a video tribute. And I don't know, is that officially going to happen?
I don't know if I've seen it official, but it seems like it's being talked about pretty matter of fact that he's going to get something, and he should.
Yeah.
I mean, he absolutely should. He ruined his career. Like, he put so much into that playoff run. Like, personally, whether it was the passing of his sister and he's out there hours after she passed away. As you said, his blood, his teeth on the floor. Like, he destroyed his hip. They fired their medical staff. He ruined his own career putting it on the line for this team in this city. And, like, if you can't juxtapose that with Kyrie, who can't even show up before the All-Star game and then decides to play with a bunch of his buddies in the All-Star game as opposed to his own teammates. Meanwhile, Isaiah was grinding his career away. Like, he went from an All-NBA, second-team All-NBA, getting some peripheral MVP voting. He never should have gotten an MVP chance, as I know this show likes to remind us of. But he was kind of on the periphery of that discussion. He was that good his final year here in Boston in 2017. And now he's averaging 9 points a game. Like, you think that there's no correlation between that hip injury and now he's done? He ruined his career because he put this team in the city first. And I don't know. I think that's to be admired. I think there's a reason that people liked him because he was an all-effort guy, never good defensively. He'd take some defensive possessions off, so maybe all-effort is a little strong. But 60th pick, overcame a ton to turn himself into what he was. He was completely self-made compared to this team this year with a bunch of pampered McDonald's All-Americans and then Kyrie leading the way. It's not a wonder why this team is so hateable and that team was so likable.
Did you catch what he did last night? So he's flying into Boston, presumably.
Oh, yes.
And he tweets out, basically, I don't know the exact words, but basically, hey, is there a gym out there, a pickup game I can grab? And he ends up, a couple people responded. He responded to them. He found one that was open at a good time. Ended up going over to the Emerson College campus and playing pickup basketball with a bunch of Emerson guys.
A bunch of theater kids.
All due respect to the... I mean, these are not top flight basketball guys. I don't even think it was the Emerson College basketball team. I don't even know if they have one.
No, it was literally... It was theater kids.
It was literally guys who just, you know, came out to play basketball. Now, I predicted that a guy like you might look at that and say that's all for the Twitter likes and that's fake and all of that. But I'll tell you this. I don't care if it is. I don't care the motivation behind it. Can you see any member of the Boston Celtics, any of them, doing that?
Currently, no.
Yes.
No.
Can you see a single one of them in this city, by the way, that they could do that? I mean, any night they could do that. They could say, hey, I'm over here by the Reggie Lewis Center. Anyone want to throw the ball around? No. I don't see them going back to any other city and doing it. I don't see Kyrie, you know, on his way back into Cleveland saying, hey, open gym, someplace we can toss the ball around tonight. No way. So fake or not, no. I don't care.
Unless it was some way to promote his movie, no.
No, I liked it. So I'm with you on this, Hook. I thought this was pretty cool. And I think this is a guy that, because of how his career has unfortunately been derailed,
he's not playing any games for the Nuggets anymore. Well, he's going to get run somehow.
I think he's become a little bit more self-aware. Towards the end there, the back up the Brinks truck. And good for him. Like, I'm never going to damn a player to try to get that money. But I did think he, like, overrated himself, like a lot of people
did around here.
But he definitely knows what his standing in this city is. He's like a cult hero. Like, it's like... You know, Troy Brown's never going to make the Hall of Fame, but, you know, those that, you know, grew up around here, watched the Patriots, saw what Troy Brown meant to the team, he's always going to be a cult hero to Patriots fans.
Right.
That's kind of like what Isaiah Thomas will be to Celtics fans and sports fans around here, and, you know, rightfully so. I have a greater appreciation for him, even though I was extremely tough on him, for what he did here. And it really has to do, like you say, with the juxtaposition of this team and the bitchiness of Kyrie Irving.
Right. You needed this a-hole team to actually appreciate Isaiah. Yeah. I mean, look,
I would make the trade over and over again, by the way.
Me too.
Trade,
of course.
Is still the trade.
Of course. Yes. Yeah. So. Yes. But he is. I mean, again, you wonder why the Celtics had to go back and throw an extra pick into that deal and why Cleveland stamped their feet and freaked out. He's not the same player. And the Celtics knew. They got rid of that medical staff. They knew that there's a reason they had to throw an extra pick into that deal. Isaiah's not the same guy. He's damaged goods. So if he were the same guy, you still do that deal. You're getting a better player.
And I hated his attitude when he went to Cleveland. Like, I get that LeBron could be a petulant child, but he's still LeBron James. And he went there and was, that's where I started, again, I think, referring to him as the multi little peanut. Like, dude, who are you?
Yeah.
You get added to this team.
No, there are definitely some qualities about Isaiah that were not likable. That was one of them. The company he would keep, like, he's boys with, like, Floyd Mayweather and, like, Kobe. Well, I guess Tatum likes Kobe. But awful taste in men, that guy. The company he kept was so bad. There were hateable things about him. But on the court, I was always a big fan of him. And I never got a lot of the flack that he got. I mean, defensively, he was atrocious. But he was an all-NBA player. Like, the season that he had for an individual season is, you know, it's up there in recent Celtics history for one of the better individual seasons they've had. They didn't win anything out of it, and this is an organization where, you know, you have to win to really matter, and I acknowledge all of that, but he had a phenomenal, you know, two-plus-year stretch, whatever it was.
I feel as though I now need to issue a correction.
Not even 2 years.
Emerson men's basketball won the NUMAC championship this year.
Oh, the NUMAC.
Oh. Yeah.
That's a good league. It's a competitive league.
The New England women's men's actual championship. I don't know what NUMAC stands for, but there you go. So they do have a team, and they won the NUMAC this year. So
go.
Correction issued.
Derek in the car and Isaiah Thomas. Go ahead.
Yes, Isaiah Thomas is extremely overrated. He's a goofball Spud Webb. He should not get a standing ovation.
He's so much better than Spud Webb, by the way.
Wow, so I'm surprised. Go ahead, Derek.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I'm just saying that I think he did have that 1 year. Given that he gave it up to us, but I just don't think he deserves all that. And just his attitude alone, the way he left it, and the trash he talked, and he got love from
us. Okay, you realize they give like Kelly Olynyk video tributes. You realize that, right?
That's ugly too.
All right, well, at least you're consistent, Derek. I'm surprised to hear this because it's been nothing but love on Twitter today and social media overall. It's like Isaiah's going to get the standing O. He should get a few minutes, even if they're just a token few minutes from the Nuggets, who've now benched his ass. The video tribute thing, like I said, I'm like looking at Chris Forsberg, some of the other folks that cover the team. Adam Himmelsbach had a nice one-on-one with him in the Globe today. Like, You know, I don't know if it's been determined whether or not he'll get the video tribute. I think he should, just for like 30 seconds. Show some clips, get the standing.
This guy's going to beat him up for the way he left, right? That's what he said, the way he left. You guys have just detailed everything he did in that postseason, everything he went through, and then he was traded. And again, I don't think anyone argues with the business side of the trade, but if you're the guy in that deal, what attitude do you want him to have? Do you want him to say, you know what, thank you. Thank you very much. I did all of that, and you've now traded me away. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I left it all on the line for you, for you guys, and you threw me out like, you know, the trash. You threw me out like it's Thursday's recycling, which Big Jim doesn't do, right? That's how they treated him on the way out.
I think you're allowed to have an attitude about that. I think you're allowed to. We can let him do that.
I was like that caller, but I've softened, especially, and it really has to do more with this team and the overall bitchiness of this team, and especially Kyrie Irving. I've got a greater appreciation for Isaiah Thomas and what he did here. So, yeah, he should be cheered tonight. You want to join the show, 617-779-0985. And while I have softened about that particular member of the Denver Nuggets, Jones has, and perhaps their most important player. We'll get to that coming up right after the Sports Hub headlines with Marshall Hook here on Filger and Maz, 98.5.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke's blue.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I yelled at my computer when I read this, Keith. I was sitting alone in my apartment. I startled my dog.
Okay.
I yelled at my computer when I read this.
What's he got?
If I were Ainge, I might call the Denver Nuggets about their centers, Nikola Jokic and Yusef Nurkic.
Yeah.
Which
and Nurkic.
I'm pretty sure Jokic had a nice year last year, Keith.
Yeah.
But the number three pick, doesn't believe they can play together, Jokic and Nurkic, Keith.
I know. Yeah, I gotcha.
You know, Hans and Franz there in the front court for Denver. If Jokic and Nurkic can't play together,
Come on, Jones. These are good players.
Would be an interesting prospect to add to the Celtics front court. Nurkic for the number three in a down draft probably would be reasonable value. Jokic would certainly require an additional return. So now I got to give up the number three pick and something for Jokic. Yeah, I could possibly get the number three pick straight up for Nurkic. Like, what have we been talking about for the last month
or
6 weeks? Like, we're not even in the ballpark, Keith. We're talking, like, the number three pick. And when I say we, collectively, the city of Boston is discussing the number three pick for Jimmy Butler, DeMarcus Cousins, Blake Griffin, Kevin Love, blah, blah, blah. That's what we've been talking about now for 6 weeks. And maybe, kind of, I could get Nurkic. Or I could get Jokic, but I'd have to certainly throw in other pieces.
Sweeten it for Jokic.
What are we talking about?
Sweeten it for Jokic.
What's going on?
That seems nuts to me.
All right, we got to do it, Jones. It's Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub. That is a classic that we have played time and time again here on Felger and Maz. Jim Murray and Adam Jones in for the guys today. Marshall Hook in my normal spot. That is audio from the Adam Jones Show on June 7th, 2016. It does still fall within the Felger and Maz statute of take limitations.
Just within the window.
And we've all got guys we've been wrong on, Jones. A younger, dumber, fatter Jim Murray was once convinced that Ryan Leaf was going to be the better pro than Peyton Manning. In the late 90s, I also once declared Adam Vinatieri a giant stiff after he shanked a crucial kick in Kansas City.
Mookie Betts is nothing. You have to trade him for Cole Hamels immediately. Do that yesterday.
Well, this was my first one.
We all got him. We all got him. There's no shame in this. But Nikola Jokic, a stud, just hits a game winner against Dallas a few games back. He's in town with the Nuggets tonight.
So now I got to give up the number three pick and something for Jokic?
Would you make that trade now?
If you could give up the number three pick, which would be it turned into Jalen Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I would give that a Nikola. Maybe Jokic, yeah. Kind of I could get Nurkic.
Sure would.
I still wouldn't have done it for Nurkic. I still wouldn't do it for Nurkic. Hans and Franz there in the front court for Denver. But Jokic, yes, I was wrong about Nikola Jokic.
Do you give that team?
I was right that they didn't trade it, by the way. Like they didn't end up trading the third pick. But they ended up drafting Jalen instead, but no, they should have traded it for Jokic for sure. I was wrong about that.
You know, you watch and listen to some of the, like, you know, the more plugged in NBA talking heads, and especially a lot of the shows on ESPN. There's some people that really give this team pull and a legitimate shot to get to the NBA Finals out of the West because of the way the Golden State Warriors have looked, especially as of late when they're, you know, getting their doors blown off and not even showing up against the Celtics, and they lose a few games later against the Suns. I don't know. Do you look at them and give them any kind of a chance to get out of the West?
I don't. I think Golden State's toughest matchups would be, I know they just rolled the Thunder the other day without Durant. I still think when you have Westbrook and George, you know, you can steal some games and maybe a series. I'm not saying I'd pick them, but I think they'd give them more of a series. I think Houston. You know, Houston's still the team that, as well as they've played and as tightly as they played Golden State the other night, the Warriors just beat both of them. The Warriors probably aren't going to lose to anyone. I don't take Denver all that seriously right now. They're good. They have a lot of talent. I think they're ascending. Jokic is an MVP candidate, probably about like what Isaiah was a couple of years ago. He's in the discussion, even though he won't win it. I've always liked Jamal Murray. I would have drafted him over Jalen Brown. I feel good about that. Gary Harris has been hurt, but he's a good player. You know, Will Barton, Paul Millsap. I mean, they have talent to the point where Isaiah doesn't even play, but I don't take them seriously this year.
No, me either. But with Jokic, I think it's just proof again. And Giannis is one of these type of guys too. With like the Euros, you got to give him a couple of years.
Yeah,
you know, you can't look at it and just like, you know, sometimes there's an awkwardness to their game, and it's just like there's it was so all right. So you obviously have outliers in guys like Luka Doncic, who immediately comes in and is a stud. But the bigger dudes, I just feel like you got to give them time to marinate a little bit in the NBA.
Yeah, and look, I mean, I still don't think of him as like a great scorer. I think his best at, like, he's a little like a good version, like an even better version of how people talk about Horford. You know, like he is an amazing passer for a big man. And that's his biggest skill. Like, you'll see tonight, like watch tonight, the whole offense runs through him. He's a pretty good shooter, but I wouldn't call him like a great scorer. So I still think he's, when your best player is kind of a do everything guy, but not a standout at anything other than passing, like a crisp bounce pass from a big guy, I don't know that you're winning titles that way. So, again, he's way better than I thought. I was wrong about him, but I don't take Denver all that seriously. And he's a little out of shape if you watch him.
Yeah, no shame in that, though. I mean, again, we've all – I even thought that Sony Michel might have been a bust of a draft pick a few weeks into this season for the Patriots, so we've all had our moments. Let's go to Gil in Johnston as he wants to talk about Isaiah Thomas, who is also back with the Nuggets tonight. Go ahead, Gil.
Hey, what's up, guys? When I see, like, Isaiah Thomas coming back – how much fun these Celtics used to be. Like, I used to stay like glued to the TV, and I felt like the game was more alive. But like now we have Kyrie, and he's a better player. And yeah, I want to win a championship, but I don't know. I don't feel like I like the Celtics as much as I used to when IT was here.
Yeah, Gil, I don't think you're alone. I think most Celtics fans feel that way, and especially because of all the nonsense that's been surrounding this Celtics team this year. And even if you don't want to get into, you know, the crap going on behind the scenes and whether or not they like each other and, you know, do they like Kyrie or is Jaylen Brown on the outs, like all of that crap, just some of their hideous losses at home to terrible teams. Orlando, Phoenix, the Knicks a few nights before Thanksgiving. There's been games at home that they had no business losing. They haven't shown up at the court, and they can't figure it the hell out, or there's bad rotations being put out there by Brad Stevens. No, it's been tough at times this year, and that's why, like me personally, I've made my apologies to the once referred to a Bridgie Celtics and Isaiah Thomas. Like, no, they gave you max effort night in, night out, unlike this team this year.
Yeah, I mean, look, they were the number one seed in the East. Like, you want to talk about a team, you can ignore all the off-court stuff if you want, but they maximized their talent. They got way more out of their talent in that team, and they didn't take nights off. And, you know, this team is the complete opposite of that. Like, just look at where they're going to finish in terms of total wins in the standings and compare it to the Isaiah teams. Like, those teams overachieved. I mean, this team's not even close.
By the way,
we're giving them credit for coming, blowing 25-point leads now.
This is what it's become. I'm giving them I'm actually giving them credit for that hideous win on Saturday against a bad Hawks team. It is confirmed, though. Celtics and NBC Sports Boston tweeting they are going to do a video tribute for Isaiah Thomas tonight during the Celtics game during that first quarter, the first timeout. So, and good and well deserved. So it'll give him the moment.
They should.
So he can get the standing ovation, because Lord knows he's probably not going to see many, if at all, any minutes tonight for the Denver Nuggets. We come back. We'll continue to take your calls. You want to talk about IT, the Celtics, anything Patriots we talked about in the first hour, 617-779-0985. We'll get to that. And also, I feel dirty, but I have to admit it. I've been made a Duke fan for the NCAA tournament. Normally, I don't give a rat's ass about the tournament, Jones, but I am a Duke fan. I'm going to explain why in our long commercial-free segment on Felger and Maz next here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub.
Hey, visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Miss something?
I don't know. Google it, Maz.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Felger and Maz on Boston's home for sports.
Williamson, nice look into DeLaurier. And here goes Williamson. And that's a very good shot. Walker, strong drive. Williamson down with a rebound. Look at the pass. What a pass from Williamson to Jones.
And a lot of guts to be able to throw that pass. The left-handed bounce pass in stride.
And congratulations to the Duke Blue Devils, the ACC tournament champions, for the 21st time.
All right, so I talked a little bit about this on Saturday, for the hour I was on. An abbreviated Gasper and Murray. It's Jim Murray and Adam Jones in for Felger and Maz today and most of this week. 98.5 of Sports Hub. It's our long commercial-free segment. But I did want to touch on this because yesterday was Selection Sunday. Jones, I know you're psycho about college hoops. I know you love the tournament. I walked in. I saw you filling out one of what I'm sure is like nine brackets that you're doing.
One bracket, yeah.
Okay.
One bracket guy, yeah.
I normally don't give a rat's ass about the tournament. And you and I, Hook, we don't agree on a lot of things when it comes to sports, but this we agree on. Like
no interest.
Yeah.
Zero interest in whatever you want to call it, March Madness. None.
That's what I would call it. Yeah.
I don't do the brackets. I don't really gamble on sports all that much. It's not my thing. I really only tune in for the sports schadenfreude aspect of it so I can drink in the literal tears of fans when they flash the crowd.
Right.
I love when you see crying band members.
Right.
I don't buy into the provincialism aspect of it. You have three teams locally-ish that have made it this year, Northeastern, Vermont, and Yale. Yep. I guess you want to throw them in.
You don't have a connection to any of those?
No, I didn't go to any of those schools, and I don't care about the provincialism aspect. Well, you have to root for Northeastern because they're – no, I didn't go there. Screw you.
I will be rooting for Northeastern on Thursday.
Well, that's your alma mater, right? Yep. Okay, so you have real rooting interest there too. So it's I'm with you, Hook.
BU was in there 1 year, and I'm like, okay, well, nice for them.
But I have found a team I'm going to pull for, and it's Duke, and it makes my skin crawl to even admit that and say it out loud, but it's true.
I don't like
that's
this.
Like saying I would root for Syracuse or the Lakers or the Steelers team, Notre Dame teams. I am wired to hate. But I'm going to root for Duke, and it's because of Zion Williamson. He's electrifying. The hype is real. I thought it was, like most people, it was kind of getting a little bit over the top and annoying the way that ESPN is covering this kid. But you watch these games. His two comeback games specifically, the first two, Syracuse and then Friday night in the win over North Carolina, the dude, he's a beast. He is an absolute beast. If you want to get into some of the comps, to me, he looks like Larry Johnson. I'm old enough to remember, you know, yep. Grandma Ma, I think, in terms of the handles, the size, just how he's built. He reminds me of him, but either way, he's must-see TV and it's why I want to see them go as deep as possible. I want to see them win it, and I can't believe I'm saying it. It's because of Zion Williamson. I'm pulling for Duke. Blech.
So why do you have to root for Duke?
Because I want to see them keep going.
Why can't you just root for him though?
Well, it's
why
that.
Why can't you be like,
but
yeah,
he's wearing their uniform, Jones.
Yeah, but you can still root for them to lose. No?
No, because I want to see them go deep. I want to see more of him. I really
do. Yeah, but hang on. But that's fine. But Duke can go far, but then in like the final four, can't you like root for them to lose in like a big game? Like that's
why
what I'm going
to
do.
Why can't you root for them to lose in the final minute of the championship?
Exactly.
Game?
Yeah, like I'll be rooting for Duke to lose.
In a sick way, all the hatred towards Duke makes it a little bit more fun to say that I'm now rooting for Duke.
No, I mean, I hear you on that. No, that it's a great heel turn. Like all of a sudden you're like, I'm a Duke guy. You're like, yeah, Christian Laettner, love him. Yeah. Bobby Hurley, huge Bobby Hurley guy. Like it's a great heel turn. I'm a fan of it. I can't bring myself to root for Krzyzewski. Like I hate Krzyzewski.
He's repulsive.
Well, you're the one rooting for him. Don't tell me.
No,
I can't bring myself to root for him because he is so, like, did you see him the other night when, like, Zion Williamson and I forget which teammate, Reddish or Barrett or whatever, they're, like, grading his dunks, which I'm sure is a little annoying. I'm sure Felger would hate that, too. Like, oh, you like your dunks? I like dunks,
Dipsy-doo,
too.
Dipsy-doo, dunk
I like dunks, too, and then I turned 12, huh? I'm sure, you know, grading the dunks is a little nauseating or whatever. But Krzyzewski all of a sudden is like, yeah, but we're focused on the game over here. And, like, that's just such a, I'm here, I'm in front of the media. I want people to make sure that they know, that I know, that I have my finger on the pulse and I'm keeping these guys focused. So he did, like, a big look at me moment. It's such a double standard with him. Like, all the people who point to his program as a clean program and call out Calipari.
Nobody's clean.
Oh, it's a filthy program. Google Corey Maggette. Not even the latest that Corey Maggette's been accused of, but, like, Google Maggette while he was at Duke and how they got him in there. And, like, it's exactly like Derrick Rose at Memphis. It's the same exact thing. So I hate that he somehow gets away from that and gets off scot-free. That's why I can never bring myself to root for Duke. I can't stand him. He's such a rat. I can't root for him.
But Zion specifically, and again,
Zion's awesome.
Yeah, all right. So you think that he is legit the hype?
I do. I went in, you know, I'm wired similar where I'm like, all right, all this hype is ridiculous for this kid. I looked at him. I'm like, he's fat. And he's not. I mean, he is. He is like all
like a tank.
The first time I saw him, though, I'm like, oh, he's fat and he can't shoot. I hate him. Right. I'm like, I'm not going to like that style of player. That's a gross player, except he is ridiculously in shape. It's just such a unique body type and such a freak athlete at his size and weight and the power and speed and everything he plays with that he won me over from that standpoint. He still can't shoot. I mean, that's something that maybe he'll learn. Maybe he won't. But it hasn't mattered yet. I think he's the most impactful freshman in terms of, like, his presence within the game. He's done the most for college basketball for any recruit, or the most for basketball at that level for any recruit since LeBron. I know LeBron never went to college, but, like, he's that kind of recruit. Like, bigger than, like, Durant or anything else.
Even Anthony,
like,
Davis?
Yeah, I think so. For the actual, like, buzz of the sport,
I feel like there was real buzz when Davis was playing.
Because of the eyebrow stuff?
Yeah, but he was legit too, though.
I mean, he was, but like Calipari played like two lines that year. Like he was like a hockey team. Like Anthony Davis didn't even like play a ton of minutes. Like I think he's done the most for like that grassroots. I don't know quite how to refer to it because I want to lump LeBron into it, even though he didn't play in college. But yeah, I'm on. He should be the first pick, and it's not close. And I was fighting that early on in the season, but he's won me over. He's a legit. Larry Johnson's interesting. Like, Barkley's one you hear a lot with him.
Well, and so of all the comps, everyone that he's compared to is great. I mean, sometimes you
Blake.
Hear, yeah, Blake Griffin, LeBron. What's the worst of them? Maybe Sean Kemp, but Sean Kemp was an awesome pro.
No, Sean Kemp was awesome.
Yeah, he ate and banged himself out of the league.
Yeah.
Like, that, and that's still a good comp. Like, I do think that he is going to be an impactful player in the NBA, without question.
Yeah, if your floor is like Kemp or Johnson, if that's your floor... That's not bad. That's a good player. And if you're, you know, if your ceiling's Charles Barkley or something, it's Hall of Famer. So, yeah. Although the Basketball Hall of Fame's not that hard to get into.
Ryan in Rochester on Duke and Zion. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
I just wanted to say I'm absolutely with you, Jim, on the whole, you know, getting hooked on Duke thing, because Zion's just amazing to watch. I haven't seen a guy in years. Like, if I'm not mistaken, the man's 6'7", weighs like 285 pounds.
Correct.
It's just amazing how the man can jump. And just the impact that he's had on the team. If you look at when he was out, if I'm not mistaken, they lost like two other times to like North Carolina.
They
just beat them recently for the, not the national championship.
No, the ACC title. Yeah. They were three and three without him, and they lost to North Carolina both games. He comes back, they win the ACC tournament, and they beat UNC. So.
Yeah. No, that game he had on Friday night, he put up, it was the, I saw the stat, he was the first player to post a 25-10 line in consecutive ACC tournament games since Tim Duncan 22 years ago. It's pretty damn good.
He was 13 for 13 the game before that, or yeah, two games before that, whatever it was. No, and the thing with him too, and he is not, like, for the presence that he has online, like he has, you know, 2 million Instagram followers, or I might even be low. Like, I mean, he is like, there's so much buzz around him and such a following. And he plays hard. Like, he's not, even though he's been a little pampered, you know, with the support and the buzz and the following, and he's at Duke and he's McDonald's All-American. Like, even with that, he doesn't play like a pampered athlete. Like, he plays hard. Well, he plays
million.
Hard, which I like. How much?
2.7.
Yeah, like,
million.
Ridiculous following for him. And it's because he's so unique.
All right, let's run through your phone calls. We have one open line you want to join us, 617-779-0985. We touched on the Celtics, just did a minute on Zion Williamson and the tournament. You want to yammer on about that? Because mostly, I'm with Hook. I really don't give a rat's ass about this thing, but I know I'm in the minority there. We're in the minority there. 617-779-0985 is the phone number. We'll run through your calls here. Talk to the Patriots in the first first hour of the show, too. Would you be willing to trade for a wide receiver? A lot of buzz building around that as well. So right to your calls, right after the Sports Hub headlines here with Marshall Hook. It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 of Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season, so don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win, go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.